In a speech to the Japanese parliament, President Bush endorsed Prime Minister Koizumi's efforts to reform Japan's struggling economy. He also spoke in broader terms about the role the United States will play, along with Japan and other Asian allies, to help ensure stability in the region. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne is traveling with the president.
Standing before the members of the Japanese Diet, President Bush described a bridge of friendship that extends across the Pacific, linking the U.S. and Japan. For more than 50 years, he said, the two countries have formed an enduring alliance based on common interests, responsibilities, and values.
The bonds of friendship and trust between our two people were never more evident than in the days and months after September the 11th. We were grateful, so very grateful, for the condolences and compassion of the Japanese people and the Japanese government.
The president also used this speech to express his strong confidence in Prime Minister Koizumi, who has pledged to reform Japan's limping economy. Mr. Bush pointed out that the U.S. went through its own serious economic troubles in the 1970s and 80s and touted tax cuts and an easing of regulations on businesses as the cure. He said Japan can follow a similar model, but stressed that it needs to act boldly. On this trip, newspapers across Asia have given a great deal of attention to the White House's increasingly tough language toward communist-ruled North Korea, a country the president calls part of an axis of evil, which also includes Iran and Iraq. Mr. Bush did not use that phrase in his speech in Japan, nor did he mention North Korea by name, but he did make this indirect, though pointed, reference.
We seek a peaceful region where the proliferation of missiles and weapons of mass destruction do not threaten humanity.
And there was this, again, clearly directed at North Korea.
We seek a region in which demilitarized zones and missile batteries no longer separate people with a common heritage and a common future.
The president also talked about the missile defense system he wants to build, saying it will provide protection to the U.S. and all of its allies. Today, the president is in South Korea for talks with President Kim Dae-jung, who's been working to thaw relations between the South and North. While there, President Bush will visit the demilitarized zone, and he will stress that taking a hard line toward North Korea should not hinder President Kim's efforts toward reconciliation with the North. In his speech to the Japanese Diet, the president also looked ahead to his visit to China later in the week. Previewing the message he'll take to Beijing, he said China is a valuable partner in trade, that it deserves respect as a great nation, but that it must also address human rights abuses.
And China will find that America speaks for the universal values that gave our nation birth: the rule of law, the freedom of conscience and religion, and the rights and dignity of every life.
But the president also made a point to praise the Chinese for the role they have played in the fight against terrorism. His Asian tour continues through Friday. Don Gagne, NPR News, traveling with the president in Tokyo.